It's Window Nation's semi-annual sale, and it's a big deal. Right now, get 50% off all windows along with no interest for 5 years plus bonus savings when you schedule a consult today. If your windows leak, get foggy or hot, or you're paying high utility bills, that's a big deal. With Window Nation's semi-annual sale, you can replace your windows and save a big deal too. Schedule a no-obligation in-home estimate now. Call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com.
Our family has grown. Welcome to the world, Hanna baby. Introducing a new collection, Hanna Soft, made with Tencel. It's so breathable, with stretchy comfort for all of baby's first moments. And it's cool and gentle on their skin all year round. Entrusted Hanna quality for your most precious gift. Hanna Soft, made to last. Shop now at hannaanderson.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Next Wednesday,
oh, man.
Our own Philadelphian, a true Philadelphia guy, by the way, James Seltzer, is going to be chugging a beer against Jason Kelce. It's happening.
That's
the
awesome.
Moment we've talked about on the pod.
I know.
Off air. It's happening. You are going to chug a beer against Jason Kelce.
I am.
And let me tell you, you're going to win.
I think I am too.
You
buddy.
Are. I am like positive of this. And I'll say this: I've seen Jason Kelce chug a beer. I'm going to keep my eyes out for how much of this liquid goes down.
Oh, I like this.
As opposed
yeah,
to like
to the side.
Here's the thing: you can't just pour it.
Exactly.
Like, you are drinking the beer.
It's a big, big key differentiator.
Right.
There.
And a week ago, I would have said Jason Kelce probably one of the best chuggers I've ever seen. Now. When's the last time Jason Kelce won a chugging contest?
That's what I'm saying,
yeah.
Right?
It's like the Cowboys thing. It's like, was it on VHS the last time we've seen him do it? Like, he was in college back when the Cowboys were good. Then again, you were too.
This is my favorite thing that you've ever done. That was... Yeah.
We're out on him.
We're out. I mean, just for a week. Just for a week. You know, 1 week from now, we're back in. We're good, because it'll be later in the day. We're all good. I'll have my title.
By 11.
No big deal.
Yeah, you'll have won.
Yeah.
So let's recap a little here.
So the craziest part about this was, so listen to the interview, because it is a great interview.
And it's in the podcast feed.
It's in the podcast feed. It was with the morning show.
I had some thoughts from that too.
Okay,
yeah, I thought he was interesting on Cam Jurgens.
I thought he was super interesting on Jurgens. And I think if you're wondering if Cam Jurgens is going to start a guard, listen to the Jason Kelce interview. And
he's starting. But
the
quotes were
pretty aggressive. We'll get to that. So the craziest part of the Jason Kelce interview was the very end when Joe goes, "Hey, man, thanks for coming on. We really appreciate it. Looking forward to seeing you next week." And Jason Kelce goes, "Hold on a second.
He brought it up himself.
To say."
Yeah.
And then he challenged me to a chugging contest.
Yeah.
Like, one of the most surreal moments of my life, let me tell you that
so
much.
So you didn't know it was coming?
No idea. This was totally taken off guard.
We had talked about it, and you two have, obviously, he didn't, like, just pick it out of thin air. You had... like months or years ago mentioned this
to
him, right?
So it's been mentioned here and there. He's joked about it here and there. Like, I had mentioned to you that he mentioned it to me randomly, but I didn't think this was actually like a real thing. It's Jason freaking Kelce.
Well, to be fair, hold on. You're James freaking Seltzer. Just to be fair.
Thanks, totally floored by it, and obviously accepted the challenge because I'm freaking great at chugging. All right,
yes.
I am so good at it. Like I've said this before on the pod many times in the past or ever. Like I'm one of those people where you know, like I'll say if I'm good at something, I'll be confident, whatever.
But I'm similar.
You got that little bit of that in you.
Yeah.
But like there are very few things, earmuffs 1, 2, 3, that I will talk shit about.
Mm-hmm.
I only talk shit about stuff that I am freaking great at. Parallel parking's one of them, and chugging beer is the other. That's it. I don't talk shit about anything else. That's how good I am at chugging beer.
So, here's my thoughts on this. One, I don't think Jason Kelce has a physical advantage here.
Agreed.
Like he is obviously bigger than you. I guess you could argue maybe he has like a bigger throat, but
who knows?
But like, not, that
know.
Doesn't matter, right?
Yeah.
Exactly.
And we don't know.
Yeah,
it's probably similar size.
Any doctors out there want to chime in? I don't think your throat is like way. I guess
your
it might
be like way bigger.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, unless it's like a medical marvel or something. Yeah.
Well, here's the deal. Beer can only pour so fast.
Thank you.
Like
physics. It's physics.
Yeah, it's physics. So as long, I mean, I've never seen you chug a beer. I feel like maybe Kemsky. Have you ever chugged a beer with Jimmy Kemsky?
I have.
He told me when he chugged a beer with you, it was like, he said, nobody can beat James. He's like, maybe someone will tie him. He's like, but it literally looks like you're pouring it down the faucet.
That's what I do. Just pour it down. I open the throat and just let it flow.
So I just don't think you'll lose. Now, here's the only thing I would say, though. I think there's a better chance you're nervous than he's nervous.
Without a doubt. Right. I mean, one of us has played in the Super Bowl. One of us is not. Two Super Bowls.
Yes,
less.
Exactly.
One of us is used to being on the biggest of stages in front of lots of people and competing. I'm not as much.
To be fair, you're on the air every single day.
That's true. I'm used to talking.
Right. Like, he's not on the radio all the
time. That's true.
He is
true.
A podium quite a bit.
Yes, but. Yes. I think I'll give him the advantage in primetime performance.
I would agree with that.
A slight advantage.
Although they did lose the Super Bowl.
Yeah,
to be fair, Jason.
Should I throw that at him? What are you going to lose this? Like, you lost the Super Bowl?
I would maybe not say that.
Because I'm more devastated than you. No, we're the same devastated.
Yeah.
Same devastated.
And I'll just be like, look, man, they lost. It's okay.
No, I do think, like, to your point, there is a threshold of, like, you can only go so fast.
Yeah, like,
if I had to honestly guess, like, however this plays out, it will, like, for a little slam on the table for everybody here, it's going to sound like this. Like, the beers will be like, my beer, his beer, like that.
Well,
it's going to be
super close.
Well,
here's an advantage you have
when you put it back on the table.
So let me ask you this question. First of all, let me say this. It would probably take me, I think the quickest I could drink a beer is maybe 3 minutes.
Oh my God.
So like, I would never be able to do this, ever,
about
ever,
3 seconds,
ever. I'm the worst chugger in the world. When me and Kristen are out and there's like, obviously we're not on camera, but let's say, I don't know, like an eighth of a beer left.
Sure.
If like it. It takes me, you know, like I'm not like a chugger. Like it just doesn't, that's not how my body works.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
So when you chug a beer, how do you decide, like, do you both put it on the table, go up and put down?
Yeah.
So this is an advantage for you, I think. This is, I think, an advantage for you because you are lower to the ground.
I am. I have shorter arms than
you.
So,
like, I think we'll get it down quicker.
I should.
Now his arms are longer.
Closer to the table.
That's what I'm saying.
I have shorter arms. That helps. Closer to the table, quicker.
Right.
Whereas he has a longer width to get, or longer, you know, reach.
Now, do you have a preference? Like, I'm assuming you'll do a light beer?
That would be my guess. So historically, I've done more car bomb races than anything in the past.
And that's when you drop a shot
in
there.
That's when you drop the Baileys and the Jameson in there.
Yeah, I know what
like,
it is.
Like, that is my specialty. Like, I am a freaking speed demon with car bombs. But, like, same difference. It's all the same.
So how long do you think it'll take you to chug the beer?
Like, 3 seconds. Maybe 2 seconds. I don't know. However, 3.5 seconds. I don't know.
Wow.
Like if we're doing like a tall boy or something like that,
a regular cup of beer. Like I got
like a solo cup of beer, somewhere between 2 and 3 seconds.
Is there a difference between a can and a cup?
I mean, in terms of how it, yes. So actually, I actually think we should use cans because I think that if you're talking about stuff going down the sides, that's where it's really hard to control if it's a cup because you're like going really
quick. That's what I'm saying.
And
it
flies on you, whereas a can, only so much can come out of that.
I think can
is the correct way to chug.
Do you feel more confident with a can or a cup?
I don't care.
What a boss.
I don't care. I don't care. I'll chug anything. Like, I'm ready to roll.
Kelsey put it perfectly when he was like, there's something about your confidence that's frightening.
I know. Like I said, I'm not like uber confident about that many things. Only the things that I'm super duper good
at. Well, in the polls on Twitter, I put a poll up.
I'm getting crushed.
You're getting crushed. But that's
like 90 to 10.
But that's, you know,
90% of people don't know, choosing Jason
and Kelsey.
Kelsey
is viewed as like, rightfully so. The man can drink beer.
The man can drink beer. Now, again, now it's not about mass of beer that needs to be drank. It's about how quick can you drink it. Now, I've seen him chug, but I've never seen him like competitively chug.
Right.
So,
and also,
you know,
to be fair, like, all right, so me and you are on the radio all the time. And so I don't get nervous when I'm on the radio.
Correct.
But when I public speak, I get nervous.
Sure.
So he might be able to play in the Super Bowl, but I don't know. Like, it's a different type of competition.
You're right about this.
You know,
this.
Like,
yes.
It's a, like, he's used to being in big games
and
playing those things.
I mean, I am more of a, I'm probably more of a center of attention guy than Jason Kelsey.
Yeah, well, I don't know. Like, you are, but, like, so is Jason.
No, Jason
is obviously.
I think Jason can command a room better. I'm not saying that. I'm saying, like, I'm the one who's going to go and, like, be a class clown or be, like, I'm more likely to want the spotlight on me than Jason Kelsey is.
I would agree.
But that doesn't mean that Jason Kelsey can't do that. I think Jason Kelsey is, obviously, so amazingly charismatic and amazingly whatever, all that stuff. But in terms of, like, he is a quieter human than I am,
so
I think.
Naturally.
You know what I'm saying?
Here's the other part of this. And also, like, this is the most excited I've been for an Eagles event. Like, honestly, since OTA practice.
Honestly, you know what's funny is I'm sure I will get nervous when the time comes. Like, right now, no nerves. Like, I'm just excited about it.
Well, it's like when players, you know, it's like, hey, are you nervous playing the Super Bowl? It's like, no, it's just, you know, it's just another game.
Baby.
Another chug.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Look, and if he somehow can chug faster than me, like, mad respect. The point is, like,
but I just don't think he can chug faster.
It's going to be fast. Like, I'm not nervous because I know I'm going to do it.
Right. All right. So here's some other parts of this before we get into, I guess, other Eagle stuff.
What matters other than this?
Dude, honestly.
As far as I'm concerned.
In all seriousness. But so one, a fun part about this is I'm going to be on the morning show.
Yes. It literally could not have worked out. You are in for Richie that day. We'll spend the night there before the whole thing.
Yeah. Well, you got to make sure. I'm not going to drink the night before because
I
have to get up early and
before,
all that.
Yeah.
Right. But I think this is obviously another reason not to drink. You don't want to, like, be disgusted at the sight of beer. But for everyone listening, we will be down there all day.
Oh, yeah. Come hang out with us. Yes. Oh, great point. So you can, the cool thing about this event is you can just show up.
Mm-hmm.
Like, literally.
And Kelsey is going to be there. Well, actually.
Both Kelseys.
Who cares? James is going to be there.
I'm going to be there.
James is going to be there all day. It's the team seltzer
foundation. I literally am, too. Like, I'm not going back till like 8 o'clock at night. Like, I'll be there all day.
Oh, is that when you're going?
I don't know. Whenever to care. I'm driving home with Joe. So whenever Joe wants to leave.
And I'll be there all night.
We're staying for the event. Like, we are staying for the event. We're going to stay. The event starts at 4. So we'll be there, like, the day. And I'm on the air till 10.
The event starts at 4?
When the guest bartending and
stuff. Oh, word.
The whole thing starts in the morning. But the point is, like, the guest bartending, like, the Kelsey event part of it, like, the end event or whatever, we're staying through that. So we will literally be there from, like, 6 in the morning.
So for all the real ones, listeners, pause. Here's I think you got to balance it out, probably. If you want to really, really do it, you take off Wednesday. You stay there Tuesday night. You come watch James beat Jason Kelsey at 9 a.m.
Yeah, buddy.
You go chill on the beach. Then you come back 2-3 to the event, and we'll all hang out.
I love this.
I think the play.
I will literally be there to hang all day. Like,
I have nothing to do.
Exactly. Yeah. Our show, we're on the same show. We're going to be hanging together. Mm-hmm. Like, what else would we do? Come hang out with us. Like, that would, honestly, if you come up to us, auto download or real one, whatever there, like, if you ever wanted a seltzer hug, guess what?
Well, here's another question. Would you, like, and I don't want to put you on the spot here, but I think once you beat Kelsey, you should not have to chug the rest of the day. I'm worried, though, that once you beat Kelsey, people are going to be like...
Challenge me.
Yes.
Yeah. So here's the thing. I do have to wake up at 3 o'clock the next morning.
That's what I mean.
Whatever
so
else it
I
is.
Think, like,
yeah,
once
I'll have some fun. I'll be drinking. Like, I'm not going to stop drinking. Joe's driving me home, so this actually worked out, like, pretty damn perfectly from that perspective, especially considering I'm chugging a beer at 9 in the morning or whatever.
Yeah.
Starting my day with a chug. But yeah, I'll go. I'll drink. I probably won't do another chugging contest.
That's what I mean. Like, I think, you know, I'm sure, like, when LeBron's near a basketball court, people are like, hey, like, let's shoot.
Let me see what I can do against LeBron.
It's once, like, you beat Jason.
It's like, I don't need to do it.
You're retiring.
Yeah.
You're done.
Yeah. I think that's fair.
Okay. Picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world.
Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.